This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 30. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide, from GruntFreePress.com. Number 3, I think, last time I checked, video game website run by one guy who does whatever the fuck he wants, pretty much. I don't know, the guy's above me, I'm not even going to mention him, so I don't want to give him any airtime, you know, for all my listeners, so... Get right to it. Go to GruntFreePress.com for more information and maybe a prize, but probably not. Unless you want to donate, then you'll have the prize will be my appreciation. I got a bit of a fucking weird show, I think. There's fucking a lot to talk about. As usual, probably stuff that nobody cares about but me. Got quite a bit written down here, which kind of scares me because I never know. How that's gonna go. It might be a fucking 3-hour fucking spectacular, or it might be like a fucking like half hour, then I go, oh shit, I guess I didn't have anything really worthwhile to talk about. I mean, never anything worthwhile to talk about, but just talk about some video games, I think. Let me do the fucking, I gotta stick to my format here, so we'll just go some banter. I wrote down some witty off the cuff fucking improv, so yeah, I was fucking thinking, you know, I'm fucking just like, man, I'm fucking old. I'm not fucking old, I'm like 31 or something. I don't know, I don't remember half the time. I'm pretty fucking old as far as fucking people talking about like video games go. I know this guy's like older than me, like whatever, but I mean, I was fucking thinking, like, you know, it's just in general having going perusing the fucking internet's fucking, you know, fucking getting some news and shit, and it's like, you read a story you like, and you're like, well, what do I usually do? I read the story, then I'm like, oh, geez, you know, depending on where the fuck you are, just like, well, what site, just so I can almost guarantee I know, like, what the reaction to this shit's gonna be. Is either have it like fucking like, oh, like fucking this is the best thing in the world, or oh, fucking complain about this or that, so, you know. So I fucking read the story, then I look down, and like, yeah, I'm usually right. Like, fucking, oh, hey, look, some fucking whatever, fucking anime garbage, and everyone's fucking like, oh, this is the best, and blah, blah, blah. Like, either or, I mean, whatever, depending on where you are. Then, you know, I fucking usually just, like, say something dumb, and just fucking, like, whatever, move on with my day. I was thinking, like, realize I'm fucking old. I mean, not even that. I mean, not just having, like, different opinions of fucking people, like, whatever. I don't give a shit about that, but, like... You have, like, a fucking, you know, start, like, a conversation with somebody, or, like, you know, like, a fucking, like, quote, argument, like, whatever, like, who knows, like, you know, half the time, this is the thing about fucking writing, I think, you never fucking know, like, who's, like, you know, who's, like, being a fucking, you know, genuine fucking retard, and who's fucking, like, you know, just, you know, fucking around, like, who knows, like, even me half the time, I don't, you know, I'm not being fucking serious, and half the time I am, and it's just, like, you don't fucking, you know what I mean, you can't get the fucking... Yeah, I might just think I'm a fucking idiot saying something stupid, like, fuck, you know what I mean? But you have those back and forth fucking conversations with people, and then it's like, well, you know, it gets to a point, like, they'll say something, and then it's like, wait, are you fucking, like, 12 years old, you know what I mean? You fucking, like, you said something really, like, not even dumb, just, like, something that, like, a 12-year-old would say, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, then they are, I guess, they say they are, and they're like, yeah, so what? Like, you know, fucking 12, who cares? And it's just like, dude, you know what? Fuck you, like, yeah, I don't give a shit, like, what you have to fucking say, like, you're a fucking moron, not that you're a moron, just, like, whatever, dude, you're fucking 12, like, you fucking, what do you know about anything? Yeah, that, I mean, the fact, fucking arguing with fucking 12-year-old kids, that, and the fucking arthritis I get, you know, when I'm fucking playing games, or not playing games, I'm just fucking, like, at work or something, I'm like, my hands are fucked, and it's probably from playing fucking video games for fucking 25 years, you know, trying to fucking grab something, it's just like, my hands just don't want to work. Yeah, that too, fucking makes me realize I'm fucking old. And then fucking, I'll get into some games proper here, let me fucking tell you, I'm playing, warning right now, trigger warning, a Metal Slug. Not Metal, I have every time I fucking wrote it too, I'm like, I played quite a few Metal Slug games, and not Metal Gear, so you don't get to worry about that, even though I keep fucking saying Metal Gear, Metal Slug, I've been playing them, you know, fucking Metal, you know, the Metal Slug games are just fucking like, real like, you know, simple, like, if you ever played Contra, like that type of, just shoot, jump, fucking throw bombs, and get, you know, go from the left side of the screen to the right and face a boss at the end of each level. I mean, it's just it's as simple as you can get as far as games go. I mean, it's an arcade game. They're all originally arcade games, and played quite a few of them this week, and I was, you know, I'm streaming them. There's some kid who fucking watches my stream, and he is like 13, but whatever. He's not like fucking like obnoxious, like fucking, he just watches it when he's at school or whatever. And he's fucking like, as, you know, I realize like fucking like how old I am. Like, I remember when I was a youngin, when I was a fucking kid, this is the fucking, again, the old man yells little wall podcast. So, let me tell you, let me light my fucking corn cob pipe and tell you, yeah, fucking, you know, I used to play those, you know, you'd play Contra or any kind of shooter, even going up to, like, when those kind of fell out of style, like, fucking, like, the first-person shooters or whatever, you know, you'd play, like, fucking, I don't know, like, Doom or fucking, like, Duke Nukem, like, whatever, like, just anything, like, simple, like, you know what I mean, like, fucking the simple, like, arcade games. And they'd have all the fucking, like, snobs, like, fucking all, like, the fucking, whatever, hipsters. There's always fucking hipsters. You can't just fucking, like, you know, now there's fucking people defending, like, you know what I mean, all about, like, fucking walking simulators and fucking, like, Gone Home and artsy fucking garbage and fucking, you know, the fucking, oh, The Witness is the best game in the fucking world. Like, type of, like, fucking, oh, I don't have to do anything. Like, I just want to read a book and, you know what I mean? That type of deal. Like, all those fucking, like, pretentious fucking homos, art school fags. But I mean, you know, I'd play fucking, back in the day, you'd play something like Metal Slug or fucking like Contra or like whatever. And, you know, people would fucking like shit on it and be like, oh, just fucking mindless, dumb. Like, oh, how dumb can you be to fucking play that? Like, you have to be an idiot. And you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's just kind of a fun game. Like, whatever. You're fucking a retard. But, anyway, so I'm playing the fucking the Metal Slug games, and fucking the 13-year-old kids just like fucking, you know, those fucking, I don't get it. I don't, a lot of these games you're playing, like, I don't, he doesn't like register, like, he doesn't like understand. Like, he'll play like, whatever, dude. I mean, fucking, I don't know what the hell he plays. It's probably like fucking, like, I don't know, fucking iPhone games, just, you know what I mean? Like, something like that, not to like shit on those or like fucking whatever. I mean, like fucking like free to play. If it's not like free to play, like Clicker, like anything beyond that, there's too much going on. Like, even that, like fucking, like, they can't, younger kids can't seem to like grasp, like, what is this? Like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? It's just fucking weird. I don't know. That's a good example, but I just thought it was weird and something to bring up. All right. But Metal Slug, speaking of Metal Slug, so I played, you know, they played the first one not long ago. I started playing the second one, Metal Slug 2. I got fucking, I think it was from like a Humble Bundle or some shit. I got like fucking like a bunch of them. By a bunch, I'll say. It was like two, I think, yeah, Metal Gear 1, 2, 3, and X. So I played Metal Slug 1 earlier. So I started playing, I'm like, yeah, that was fucking fun as shit. So I stopped playing 2. And, yeah, I just thought it was weird. It's fucking like 1, 2, 3, and X. And like, I don't know what the fuck X is, but I didn't know. I figured it out. I was just going to say, fuck it. I don't know. I don't care. But I was curious. So I looked into it. But fucking, yeah, like fucking 2 wasn't on Steam. Like, you can't, it wasn't in the bundle. It wasn't on, you know, you can't just go to the store in Steam or whatever and buy it, which I thought was fucking weird. But, yeah, I had to just fucking run it on its own, and, yeah, I couldn't figure out, there's no fucking way to support an arcade stick, so that was pretty dumb, but, I mean, it had controller support, but I couldn't get the fucking arcade stick to work. It was fucking retarded and pretty gay, but, yeah, I fucking said I used my Xbox One Elite controller. That was the first game I played with it. I'm like, yeah, this is cool, dude. Like, fucking, I get this fucking, like, fancy fucking new controller, all these fucking paddles on the back, fucking brand new. Open it up and play some fucking arcade game, or I'm just using the fucking the D-pad, you know what I mean? I'm fucking the D-pad and like three buttons and like playing some fucking game from the 90s, fucking arcade game. Yeah, I was playing, so Metal Gear 2, though, I was fucking, I'm like, yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's fucking, looks good, but it fucking had a ton of fucking, like, slowdown. It's not like fucking, like, yeah, I'm not like one of those frame rate fucking whores. I'm not like, oh, everything's got to be 60 frames a second with no drops or it's fucking garbage. Like, I mean, like, whatever. If you just fucking, You know, again, I grew up on fucking NES and fucking, like, you know what I mean? I'm used to fucking slow down. It's not that big of a deal, but pretty bad in fucking Metal Gear. Metal Gear. Metal Slug 2. Yeah, like, it was fucking, kind of sucked. It's like massive fucking slowdown. I mean, same shit, just like one. Those games just fucking, they just look amazing. Like, fucking, this is the 2D art. Fucking, you know, I'm not, and again, I'm not like one of these fucking, like, oh, I love fucking pixel art. Pixel art's fucking great, like, whatever. It had its time and place, you know what I mean? But, this is from fucking, again, this is from the 90s. It's not some fucking indie fucking prick, like, fucking trying to fucking cut costs and fucking shove a shitty game out by just coloring in a couple fucking blocks. It looks like Metal Slug. This fucking looks amazing. Metal Slug 2 look great. The fucking animation's great. And, you know, Metal Slug 1 was just, it's just, like, military, just fucking, like, straight, like, nothing, like, too weird, just fucking, like, eyes running, fucking shooting fucking soldiers. It's, I mean, they're like, cartoony games and shit, like, you know, it's not, like, fucking ultra, like, serious and, you know what I mean, whatever. It's just fucking, like, it's just, it was always kind of goofy, but then fucking 2 started getting, 2's where it started getting weird, you know, started going in with the fucking, the aliens and shit, and it's just fucking, like, weird shit, but I like that. Just more, like, interesting shit to look at that you're shooting. That was cool. But, yeah, the fucking, Elite controller, talk about that, too. I mean, the fucking, it comes in a case, it's just fucking, like, ridiculous. It's like a hard shell, it's like a hard shell black fucking case with, like, netting over it. It fucking is a zipper on it, you fucking unzip it to put it in. It just reminded me of, like, fucking, like, douchebag showing up, you know, you're trying to, as you're playing pool, like, fucking somebody shows up, there's that one guy shows up with this fucking fancy fucking pool cue in his case, like, I feel like that dipshit with this fucking, if I put it in the fucking case walking around, I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going to use your grimy fucking controllers that came with the system, you know what I mean, I got my own. Yeah, fucking, yeah, first thing I did is just fucking, I'm playing, you know, they just get the paddles on the back, there's two paddles, which is a cool concept, you know, it's like fucking, as you're playing, you can, whatever, I mean, I was just playing fucking Battlefront and shit with it, just to fuck around with it, but, for that anyway, I mean, you can program them to be whatever you want, but it's like, you know, you gotta fucking get used to it, because it's, you know, you can still use the face buttons for whatever. But, you know, hit the paddles and you can fucking, you know, one's jump, one's fucking crouch, like, whatever. I think that was it for fucking Battlefront. But, yeah, fucking, the first thing I did before I even fucking turned the thing on is, like, touch the paddle on the fucking back. Must just be the way I fucking grab the controller and fucking touching it and the fucking paddle just fucking comes right off. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? It's just, like, magnetic. Like, you gotta put it in the hole and fucking, you know, tilt it a little bit, like, towards the controller, and it pops in, but it doesn't really, like, pop, it doesn't, like, lock in, like, it's meant to be, like, oh, I don't want to use the paddles, I can just fucking take them off, like, whatever, like, that's kind of cool, but, I mean, again, I said before, like, I'm fucking rough with fucking controllers, and, like, when I'm playing fucking, like Battlefront or whatever, and it's just, like, you know, I'm fucking, again, like I'm doing now, like, I can't even fucking record a fucking podcast, though, fucking, you know, what I do is I'm fucking constantly chain-smoking butts, I'm fucking grabbing my coffee, I'm fucking, like, you know what I mean, fucking moving around and shit, fucking getting up, fucking taking a leak, like, whatever, coming back, just fucking, like, whatever, just the way I fucking play. I mean, it's again, the fucking controller is fucking cool, dude, it feels fucking nice and heavy, I love the way it fucking feels and shit, but it's just like, I'm fucking, like, playing, I'm just like, oh, I'm grabbing, you know, grabbing a butt, putting a butt out, fucking picking the controller back up, I'm just fucking, like, I might not be used to it yet, but I'll fucking, like, the way I fucking, like, shove my hand into the fucking paddles, and fucking, you know what I mean, in the back, they're coming off, I was like, fuck, dude, god damn it, but, yeah, I mean, I could just take them off, I guess, but what would be the point of that? Yeah, I mean, fucking, I got to play with it a little bit more, because I just played fucking Battlefront for, like, an hour or two. I liked it. Again, it's just fucking, like, I'm just not used to it, I can tell, but, it's cool. Like I said, it seems fucking heavy duty, it's nice, and, yeah, the most fucking, again, playing fucking Metal Slug with it, that fucking, I was surprised, if you've seen it, the D-pad's like a dish, just fucking weird, it almost looks like a fucking, just like a circle, like a complete complete like metal fucking circle with like some indentations all around it. I looked at that. I'm like, yeah, that thing looks fucking dumb. And it comes with a, you can fucking, again, you can take it out and put in like a regular D-pad if you wanted. I was playing fucking Metal Slug. I'm like, dude, this fucking D-pad's like actually really good. It's cool. Just by seeing fucking wicked responsive. I mean, you can just feel this because it's got like all the indentations. You can feel like every fucking movement you're making with it, you know? And you figure like, oh, it's all gonna fucking like go left and do like left up or something, you know what I mean? But no, it was fucking, I was really impressed with the D-pad. It's fucking cool. Little fucking notes too. I opened up the fucking case. I'm just like, I take the controller out. I'm just like, dude, is there no fucking cord? Like, I really don't want to, like, fucking, you know, it came with like two batteries and shit. I'm like, dude, I don't want to fucking, not what I do. I don't like dealing with fucking batteries. That was fucking, again, fucking last gen was like, oh, this is awesome having wireless controllers. And this gen's like, I don't want to fuck with batteries anymore. I'll fucking deal with the cords. That's my fucking, you know what I mean? That's my fucking new philosophy. Yeah, I was like, oh, what is there, no fucking cord with this fucking thing? But it's fucking, it's in this little fucking black fucking tube and like a black case and a bunch of other crap in there. I'm just like, oh no, here's the cord. And the cord's actually pretty cool too. It's like real heavy duty. It's like braided or whatever, like fucking like a braided like fabric or something, like, or a hard plastic. Like, it's fucking pretty cool. The thumbs up on the cord. Yeah, the other thing too is I finally, again, the first thing I did was play in the fucking, on the PC. Then I was playing Battlefront, and I was playing on the fucking console, and you plug it in, it gives you like all these options. And one of the options, you can name it. You can name your controller. Like, it's like, oh, you gotta make your controller like personal, you know, like personalize your controller. Name it what you want. Give it a name. And I was just fucking like thinking, I'm like, looking at it, like, I don't know. I think you have to, like, fucking, I started, I'm like, should I name it like what? Like, Pussy Crusher, that was my first thought. Then I'm like, that was my fucking Sledgehammer's name in fucking Fallout 4. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I kind of ran that into the ground and fucking playing that game forever. Then I'm like, just do something like just like dumb and offensive. So if I fucking bring it to like other people's houses and plug it in, it's just like nigger or something. Then I'm like, ah, I don't know, dude. I'm fucking got to be more creative than that. Like, fucking, I can't, you know what I mean? Fucking. I'm also old, and like, yeah, my fucking creativity is like a really fucking shallow well. I don't know. I gotta play with. I gotta get his personality first before I name it. You know, think of something. But yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, fucking, again, I just haven't been playing fucking much on with a controller. Yeah, fucking lately, been going, it's fucking weird. I've been playing again. I played a bunch of Metal Slug, which is all fucking. You know, I was using the arcade stick when I could, and I used the fucking the controller for that one that I couldn't. And then everything else has been fucking mouse and keyboard, or fucking, hopefully, just, you know what I mean, fucking even better, it's just the mouse. But yeah, fucking, then I played some more Metal Slug. Go right on. Metal Slug 3, this is going on. I mean, dude, I fucking, again, for whatever reason, I played every now and then, I played through them. Before, but never really like stuck out like, oh, these are awesome. Again, I fucking, it's just probably because I love like Contra and shit. It's almost like, oh, dude, I fucking discovered this fucking other Contra game, these other Contra games that are fucking great, and I'm fucking all about it. I did fucking Metal Slug 3. Yeah, I couldn't fucking, yeah, just because I was doing the metal, you know, Metal Slug 2 with the controller, I'm like, this fucking feels weird, just because I, you know what I mean, I need this, I need the arcade stick, I gotta fucking smash buttons, like, you know, it's not the same if you're not fucking smashing fucking buttons, so, gotta keep going. Yeah, I fucking just wrote down, I went through three, and this one I played a bit on, like, the 360 and shit. Yeah, I kept playing it. I was playing it like Contra. Like, oh, if I keep playing it, I'm getting better. And I think, I don't know if you probably can just turn on like free play or whatever in the Arc 360 version. But I'm like, well, it seems like they, I don't know if they probably not changed the game, but like balance the continues and like the lives and shit. So I was like, oh, maybe I should be able to just fucking, you know, play the game like Contra or something, you know. And just, like, get better at it and fucking beat it eventually with the fucking three continues or whatever they give you. I was playing, then by default on the PC, they just give you, like, it's just the arcade game, like, just pumping fucking quarters and keep continuing as much as you want. So I fucking beat the game. I'm like, I put in fucking, 53 continues to fucking beat the game. And like, even then, I'm like, it's not too bad. Even back in the day, it'd be $13.25 in the arcade. I mean, if it was 25 cents a game, it probably might be like 50 or something, which would be like, whatever, $27. I mean, whatever. $27. I mean, even that's not that bad. So I'm like, yeah, it's all right. I did all right, I guess. I mean, I practiced that, you know, fucking playing the 360 game, but whatever. Yeah, Metal Slug 3 is fucking badass. It's fucking lives up to its name. It's fucking real fucking metal. Yeah, it's fucking whatever. I don't know what the version of that on Steam uses for emulation, but I thought it looked like it was the same guys who did fucking 2. I'm like, why is this, you know? Why is fucking 3 so good? And then fucking, you know, why is it like fucking play so smooth? It's fucking great. And 2 was running like shit. And I'm thinking like, maybe that's just 2 just ran like shit. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think I saw, again, not huge on researching, but I could have sworn I saw something about fucking somebody talking about Metal Slug 2 and like, it's kind of crappy and like whatever. So maybe that was the deal. But, yeah, I mean, it was nice just playing it in the fucking Steam. You could fucking, whatever, change the fucking resolution. Again, I'm using the fucking the arcade stick, which is kind of the point. Two started getting weird, and 3 just fucking just keeps going. It's fucking, you're fighting, you know, fighting the standard soldiers, and you're fighting fucking zombies and fucking aliens and fucking robots and shit. Going down to a sub, fighting fucking sea monsters. It's fucking great. Again, it's fucking one of those things. I'm like, I should write fucking reviews for these. And it's like, I don't like how much to even like say about it other than it's fucking awesome, you know? It's like an hour long fucking arcade game. Can't really write too much about that. Just fucking like, I don't know. I don't want to be much of a review. Just saying like, hey, this is fucking pretty cool. Just fucking throw an arcade stick on there and fucking go nuts, you know? That was Metal Slug. And then the big one I started, I don't know if I fucking talked about it last week when I started, but yeah, I kept playing the Witcher, the enhanced edition of the original, the first Witcher. It's fucking little notes, little diary going, fucking Geralt's adventures in Witcherland. I fucking banged a witch. They fucking, you know, gives you the choice, like, fucking, do you trust that, you know what I mean? She fucking gives you, like, little options, like, do you want to bang her? It's like, of course I'm gonna fucking bang her. So I fuck some witch, it gives you, like, a card, and the card was fucking, you know, it was fucking just pops up on the screen, and fucking, it's just real cool, it's fucking broad, fucking naked broad, like, fucking squatting down, fucking pouring blood all over herself, like, that's fucking awesome. So I sided with the witch, because the, you know, village was all up in her, fucking blaming her for shit. I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'll fucking side with her, she seems okay. So, fucked her. Then I just murdered the entire village, like, fucking the village is just gone. I'm like, yeah, that's fucking pretty cool. Just back up, you know, I fucking, it's just like the starting, it's like the prologue of the game, pretty much, like the starting area. You know, I helped the village with their problems. I mean, it's pretty much standard, like, you know, fetch quests, fucking go here, kill these monsters, fucking whatever. And then they start blaming the fucking, the, you know, that witch, the village witch, for summoning this fucking, this beast that was created from fucking, bad behavior, and just fucking, you know what I mean, like fucking not like, you know, like evil and fucking shit. I talked to her, fucking banged her, fucking took her side, and, it's the Witcher. What I like about it is just the fucking, like, the gray, like, fucking, you know what I mean, everyone's kind of an asshole type of thing, like, you know, you fucking, those quests and shit are going through, it just fucking starts, like, start putting shit together that, you know, the villain, you know, fucking, the village has been fucking selling kids, you know what I mean, selling kids to a fucking cult. There's fucking a lot of the city guards, well, one of them anyway, the quest is fucking, you found some broad dead in a fucking cave, and some guard that fucking gave you another quest, like, it was fucking, like, I was raping her and shit, and, like, she ended up killing herself, and, like, the main guy has given you the quest is this, reverend, and fucking he knows about all of it. He's just trying to fucking, you know, scapegoat the fucking witch and fucking blame her, you know what I mean? So it's like, whatever, dude, fuck that village. fuck them all. You know, I ended up killing the fucking, you know, killed the fucking, the main, like, threat in the village was the beast. The fucking whatever, it's like a dog beast type thing. The fucking, all the villagers tried turning on fucking me. And I'm just like, dude, fuck you all, dude. You're all fucking pieces of shit. Murdered every one of them. You know, thanks for the fucking money, you know. Thanks for the fucking laughs and shit. But, you know, fuck all of you. All a bunch of fucking assholes. You know. Just fucking move on. It's fucking funny too. It's just fucking murdered the whole village, and it's like, eh, whatever, fuck you. Moves on to chapter two, and it's just like, you know, hey, Geralt's just fucking like, I get my fucking pocket full of money, I'm done. It's fucking all fucking the village is burning, you know, and shit. Just fucking just moves on to the next area. Like, yep, yeah, that's the fucking Witcher. That's fucking how it goes. It's fucking why I love that game. Yeah, fucking again, I'm playing the first one. One complaint I fucking hate complaining about it. This is a tough one to complain about. But, the quest markers, I mean, you got a mini map and a map and shit. Actually, I don't think you have a mini map, it's just the fucking the map. Just where it tells you, no, you do, because it fucking, yeah, it tells you where to go. Just the quest markers, they're not, like, consistent. A lot of it has to do with, now they have all a lot of the characters, like the main characters and shit, you know, just like the Elder Scrolls type of deal where they're moving, doing their own thing, like during the day and the night and shit. So it's like, you know, they could be in different places during different times of the day, like whatever, doing their own thing. So I mean, and the quest markers like don't like tell you that, like it won't like point you to, oh, this dude's here, like today, you know what I mean? Like it won't tell you like, oh, he's here during the day, so we'll fucking go here because it's daytime or like whatever, or like you know, doesn't tell you. So you kind of like guessing, like, do I have to be here during the day, or you know what I mean? Do I have to rest somewhere, rest for a fucking day, and come back? Do I have to come back at night, like? Whatever, and even then, it seems like fucking they're not even there, you know, they're not there all the time, like, they could be, like, doing something else, like, I don't know, it's just tough to fucking, you know, I'm like, alright, I finished this fucking quest, I want to go here, and fucking, like, just turn it in, so I can get my fucking money, and get the shit out of my inventory, and it's just, like, nobody's here, you know what I mean, then it's like, oh, well, what else can I do, or, like, whatever, then you fucking start, it just turns into a fucking mess, yeah, you know, it's fucking, again, like I usually do, I have a fucking, you know, dozen quests going on at once, I don't really, you know, the thing is, too, it doesn't really, there might be a way, but I haven't really figured it out, of, like, I don't know which ones are, like, the main quests, you know what I mean, I don't want to fucking do, like, a main quest and either, like, block out some of the other ones, or, like, block off the whole area, because, you know what I mean, like, I don't know, yeah, I mean, fucking, I don't want to fucking, you know, especially, like I say, a lot of them are, like, completed, and it's like, oh, he's gotta, like, turn it in, and I can't find, you know what I mean, I can't find the fucking guy that I have to turn it into, so it's like, I'm sitting on all these fucking quests I should be getting rewards for, and it's like, I don't know, but, yeah, I mean, fucking, again, it's a tough line between, like, almost I remember back to, like, Morrowind, where a lot of, like, the quests would be, like, find this fucking, here's a drawing or whatever, find out where this is and fucking, you know what I mean, or like fucking, oh, go east from here to find this, you know what I mean, to find like villages, like that's just kind of cool, but then like fucking, like this is like, it's giving you like a marker, but it's just not giving, you know what I mean, it's fucking, it's gonna give me a marker, at least make the marker fucking accurate, or like tell me what I gotta do, or like fucking, I don't think there's even like a good, like, excuse me, a good, like, quest log, you know what I mean? Like, I can't, like, fucking, there's one, it's like, oh, go turn in this fucking thing to this guy, and it's fucking, like, I don't know who this guy is, like, I don't know where the fuck, like, I keep, like, going here to every fucking, hour of the day, and the guy's just fucking not there, and, like, I can't, like, review, like, it doesn't say, like, really, like, a good, give me a good fucking indicator, like, oh, like, well, what, like, I don't know what the hell I was doing for the guy, just fucking, just saying, go here and do something. So, you know, if I get fucking a little lost, I just go into the bar and I fucking love the fist fighting. The fist fighting's great. I mean, it's fucking wicked easy. Again, it's just fucking just holding either, you know, press the left fucking mouse button to fucking hit, and then fucking like he'll be in a combo, and like a little thing comes up, you press the fucking right one, and he fucking dodges. It's fucking like super simple, but it's awesome when you win, and it just fucking just goes into like slow motion. He's bashing people in slow mo, like uppercutting them in the fucking face, the fucking teeth are going flying. Then he just does like a dance at the end, and he fucking like puts his hands up, he starts fucking like doing the crotch drop, and just fucking slow mo, fucking great. Yeah, and fucking whatever, dude. Fucking game's great. It's amazing. Like every girl you bang, it gives you those cards, you know. Yeah, and fucking again, I played. I'm like, I was starting to think why fucking, you know what I mean. Like this one when it came out, even then people were like fucking being pussies about it. Just like, oh, it's just fucking like wicked. Like, you know, it's fucking just doesn't give a shit. It's just fucking just all this fucking violence and fucking and just fucking like whatever. You know, fucking bunch of PC fucking pussies, fucking, you know, can't separate, fucking, it's a game I fucking go in, it's fucking, it's a fantasy, and, you know what I mean, it's fucking fantasy, it's just fucking this dude just fucking going around fucking a bunch of broads and fucking beating dudes up in a fucking tavern and, like, whatever. Yeah, I mean, fucking, and then fucking all the reviewers, like, it's fucking brainwashing children, how sexist and whatever, dude, fucking dumb. Yeah. Other thing I liked too is the pacing. I mean, I think I talked about it before. I think I first talking about like Fallout or something. It's almost the same. Not like the same as Fallout, but I mean, it's got like its own fucking like own like pacing. It's just fucking things I love. It's just like even like Doom 3 did it too. Or like BioShock Infinite was great about it. It was fucking you start out the game or whatever, like, you know, in Witcher anyway, it's almost like every area you go to, it's like you're going around, it's fucking like slow pace, you're just like collecting information, just like meeting people, like, all right, yeah, fucking, and like you get like a couple quests, or even like you fucking venture out in the fucking wilderness, and it's just fucking, it goes from being like slow and fucking like, you know, we could fucking sit there and open up, you know, figure out, research and fucking lore and like whatever, talking to fucking people and figuring out the fucking politics of the area. Then like once you get into fucking the fight and like all the violence is just fucking like super fucking over the top, fucking violent and like, yeah, it's quick, like it's fucking like quick and it's fucking even like it's done pretty much over pretty quick too, you know? So just that fucking like, it's like a balance and it's fucking just like almost like two extremes of just like fucking like, oh, like fucking slow pace and like, you know what I mean, it's gotta be the story and the fucking dialogue's gotta be like interesting too and not just fucking like lore dumps and fucking bullshit, but like yeah, just I love that mix of just like fucking, you know, just fucking goes from like one extreme of just like fucking like, ah, oh, like fucking I couldn't take a whole game of just fucking like talking, you know what I mean, talking like this and doing a bunch of bullshit, but then like once the fucking violence gets going, it's just fucking like, you know, just like crazy fucking over the top shit. I mean, even the Witcher 1 is just fucking, you going, is fucking chopping people's fucking heads off and shit, and just fucking, you know what I mean, fucking people exploding, fucking, it's just fucking like ridiculous. It's fucking great. Pretty cool. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's just like, again, it's not a fucking mindless like Diablo or something, just like hack and slash in for fucking loot. And it's not fucking whatever. It's not some fucking, I'm not reading a book either for fucking, you know what I mean, 40 hours like fucking bullshit fucking Planescape or something stupid. I like that mix. The Witcher. I was thinking too, as I'm playing, like, I'm just like, dude, this is fucking, you know why I fucking like this and why I think a lot of people like it? It's like, dude, like, Geralt, dude, he's like fucking the main character. He's pretty much fucking, he's James Bond. Like, you know what I mean? The Witcher is like James Bond. You know, fucking every woman he fucking meets was all about fucking him. You know, he fucking gets drunk, he fucking fights, and he's a fucking, every time he walks in a room, like, you know, he's the fucking smartest guy in the fucking room every time. I mean, and he's fucking, he's all about getting the job done, and he's not, you know, he's not like some fucking high class. Is like the op. He's almost like an anti James Bond, I guess. He's fucking, he does all the cool shit that James Bond does, but instead of being like some fucking like upper class, like fucking, you know, fucking super rich, fucking whatever, like government fucking tool. Like he's fucking just like down in the fucking dirt, like fucking, you know what I mean. But he's still a fucking professional. Like he gets his shit done. Yeah, it's fucking. And he's not fucking super gay like Daniel Craig version of fucking James Bond either. So actually, I mean, I'm thinking about it. I think maybe Geralt's fucking cooler. Like, yeah, he is fucking way cooler than fucking James Bond. Fuck James Bond. It's fucking The Witcher is where it's at, I guess. A fucking funny thing I did in The Witcher. I wish it was in real life, but I had a fucking, you know, party with some, you know what I mean? I had a fucking party with a few of my friends in the game. If you played the 3 or fucking 2 or whatever, but fucking Dandelion and fucking Shiny, I mean, they're fucking, like, whatever. Even in here, like, the game starts off, you have, like, amnesia, but they know you, they give you hints that, like, you know, you've known them for a while or whatever. So it's fucking, you know, them two having a party with me and fucking the girl, Shiny, she's like, oh, you know, bring a friend. And, this, you know, I mean, the fucking, you know, the game's kind of like, oh, whatever, like the narrative or her anyway is pushing you like, oh, bring somebody. And like the other main character, another one of your friends is this fucking, dwarf, like Zoltan. He's been in like all the games too, you know? And I thought, yeah, I knew that. But it's fucking another guy that you met. He's like, oh yeah, I've known you fucking whatever forever. And, so it's like kind of like hinting like, oh, you know, you should bring him and like whatever, fucking catch up on old times. So, I mean, start going towards him. He's in a bar. Then I'm like, oh, well, there's a fucking whorehouse next to here too. So I'm like, fuck it, you know, let's fucking invite a hooker. So I just fucking invited a fucking hooker after the party and it was fucking great. It's just fucking, you know what I mean? The fucking game, like, just fucking, you know, reacts to that. So it's got all the dialogue and shit, like fucking the girl's all jealous and fucking the dandelion dude, like they know each other. Like he's fucked her and like, yeah, it's real funny. So he fucking did that, dude. Get drunk with the three of them. Fucking went downstairs. I stole fucking her landlady is like fucking like 90, and that was a bitch trying to get in there, trying to get past her old fucking frumpy bitch. So I fucking snuck downstairs. I stole her fucking her diary and her fucking booze, and we just fucking, you know, three of us just sat there fucking going through her fucking diary, drinking her fucking booze and just fucking like making fun of her and shit and like reading the diary and fucking just talking about her being like a slut when she was a fucking, you know, young broad. Yeah, it was like a fucking sitcom, you know what I mean? It was almost like a sitcom. It was just fucking in the middle of all this like dark, like fucking fantasy shit and like fucking, you know, serious, not all serious, but you know what I mean? Just fucking just like, oh, it's this little scene where it's just fucking like real goofy and fucking funny. I ended up fucking banging fucking Shiny and got a card. So yeah, cool sit. It was a good sitcom, you know, it's in the middle, you know, fucking Witcher's great. I'm going to keep playing that, but other shit too. I'll talk about, just fucking wrap up. I actually get a couple of them and I'm getting kind of late. I'm kind of nervous too. I was fucking thinking like, I should fucking do a short show. I fucking had like ridiculous, like a foot of snow outside and kind of worried about fucking losing my power. So maybe I will just fucking take a break here and make sure everything's not fucked. Is it more fucked than usual, we'll say. And I'll be back. right, we're back with Grunt Free Press, episode 30, part two, the new batch. So this is where I usually do the news portion of the show in my segments. In my outline, I usually put the news right here. So let's get to the only news that matters, I guess, is Doom got a release date, May 13th. So in other news, I know when I'm going to take my next vacation. It's got to be somewhere in there, I guess. Fucking Jesus Christ. Maybe they put out a bunch of fucking footage, a new, like, trailer and shit, and fucking just showing off the gameplay. That game looks fucking amazing. Like, I played it, but, yeah, I can't fucking wait for Doom. Just looking at all the new shit. There's a lot of the single-player stuff they're showing. It's like the art style. It looks great. Reminds me most of fucking, like, Doom 64. Just fucking almost like claymation, I guess, but kind of, it's just a mix between, like, fucking, like, you know, real and, like, gritty and, like, cartoony. It's just, like, a weird fucking mix. It looks cool. It just fucking looks like somebody literally took, like, the old school, like, old fucking Doom 1 and 2 or whatever, and just fucking, like, take this and just try to, like, make this, like legitimate fucking, like, real, like, 3D fucking model it, and it's just fucking looks almost like they modeled it out of, like, clay or some shit. Like, just fucking, I don't know, it looks fucking great. Fucking gory and fucking bloody as shit too. I can't fucking wait. If you want to watch kind of goofier look at it, if I watch the fucking the Clueless Conan's fucking Clueless Gamer with fucking him and fucking a couple like football players fucking playing it, it's pretty good. Pretty funny. I'm just fucking like just thinking, I'm like, ah, it's May 13th, and I'm like, ah, it's still kind of a ways away. Then I'm like thinking, like, man, it's fucking got a lot of shit coming out, like, fucking, like, and soon, you know what I mean? I've been playing, I'll get to it in a bit, but fucking XCOM 2 just came out on fucking Friday. Fucking Street Fighter comes out this week, I think, Friday or fucking whatever. I think Far Cry Primal is the next week, and, like, not too long after that, it's fucking The Division, and I'm sure there's a couple of them I'm fucking forgetting. It's just, like, dude, fucking rough. I mean, I don't... It's good. It's like this. I hope it fucking, you know, and then fucking again, like the big, for me anyway, the big one's fucking like Doom in May. Like, that's great. And I mean, there's fucking spread your shit out, man. And fucking it used to be just fucking, everything would just fucking drop like a fucking ton of bricks in like fucking November, pretty much. Like, everything would come out, but good shit. Fucking like every week or two, you know what I mean? Good fucking good games. That was the news. I did my civic duty. If you're fucking coming to the show for news, I don't know what to tell you. I'll try to take mix it up a little bit and tell you about a little game called Metal Slug X I played. I don't know what happened to fucking Metal. I got no ideas. I'm just looking at the games I have and like what was on Steam and shit, and just fucking like what I get from that bundle. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, what happened to like where are the rest of them? Where's fucking 4, 5? Where's fucking 6? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why does it just go from like 3 to fucking all of a sudden is X? Like, that's weird. Is it like 10? Like, you know what I mean? Is it like Mortal Kombat? Like Mortal Kombat X? So it was like 10. I don't know. I didn't know. I was gonna tell everybody. I was gonna fucking say, like, I don't know, like, whatever. Somebody fucking research it and tell me. So I don't feel like doing it. I was just gonna play X and be like, oh, well, there's all the Metal Slug games, I guess. But I'm fucking, you know. And then I'm fucking, I started playing it. I'm like, wait a minute, this is just fucking, all this is fucking Metal Slug 2. And I was saying earlier, how fucking, I'm like, dude, Metal Slug 2 is like so like choppy and like it's slowing down and fucking kind of plays like garbage. I guess X is just a fucking, like a remake of that, and it plays fucking great. As far as I can tell, it's the same as fucking Metal Slug 2. Just kind of like, I don't know, like Cap, like almost like, you know, Capcom fucking naming conventions, like fucking, you know, Ultra would be like fucking Super Metal Slug 2 or some shit. Like, only the games, you know, it's fucking, you know, why bother? I'm just saying, like, don't bother. If you're going to fucking play them, it'll tell you. If you're looking to play Metal Slug, and you should, because they're fucking good games, just do, like, X is 2, so just play like I guess 1X and then 3, I guess, if that makes any sense. Just fucking this place playing those three. I think fucking I still like Metal Slug 3. I think is probably the best one. I don't know if it's because I played it the most or whatever, but it got really fucking weird and fucking like more actiony and dumb and pretty cool. But X is good too. Yeah, that's fucking Metal Slug X, and then go on to something different, mix it up. I played Metal Slug 4. Another one I was fucking just like, I'm like, dude, again, as I was fucking, I was just gonna leave it at X and be like, ah, yeah, that was it. Like, I'm done. Like, I played fucking all of them, I guess. I looked around again, it's not on Steam. I'm like, maybe it's like on like GOG or something. Like, couldn't find any way there, so I fucking, looking through, I'm like, well, I have, you know, I'm like, oh, I should just fucking open up like MAME, you know what I mean? I have fucking MAME, I have all the fucking, all these ROMs and shit. I'm like, oh, no, there they are. There's fucking 4, 5, and 6. Like, I guess they made them. I guess there was some, looking into it again, doing more research than I usually do. So I guess there was like a Metal Slug anthology released at some point for like PlayStation 1 or 2 or something. It said it was on the PC too, so I'm like, Why can't I find like the Metal Slug anthology on PC like anywhere? You know what I mean? It's fucking weird. We fucking figure that somebody would pick it up and fucking like release it like somewhere down the line, but nope. Only 1, 2, and 3. I just fucking thought it was weird, but fucking I'm like, yeah, whatever. You fucking play on MAME. Yeah, it's fucking, again, it's good. Metal Slug 4 is fucking great. It's just more, I could say it's fucking, you know, it's more of the same, I guess. You're doing the same thing. Even, like, you know, you start to see, like, well, there's like, reusing a lot of, like, the enemy sprites and shit. Like, it haven't changed from, like, 1 to, like, even, like, 4, I guess. But, again, they're still fun. I mean, the fucking music is fucking great, especially in this one, especially. I was like, man, this fucking music's fucking awesome. You know, graphics are fucking good. Yeah, it's just fucking saw another fucking solid fucking Metal Slug game. And I was fucking thinking, I'm like, dude, why aren't they, like, what happened to this fucking series? Like, I know it was, like, Neo Geo or whatever. Or, I think it was SNK, I think, was that, like, made them. They were on Neo Geo. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that fucking company just fucking went under, I guess. Even though I think the fucking, if it's actually them making that fucking bullshit, like, what the fuck is it, dude? I don't know. I fucking get all that shit mixed up. King of Fighters, maybe? They had that fucking one. I saw it, like, for PlayStation 4. It just looked like fucking, like, hot fucking garbage. So, I don't know. I don't know if I fucking want one, like, what they would do to it. But it's like, well, where's like, the Kickstarter for it? Where's the fucking Metal Slug fucking Kickstarter? Because these games look fucking great. I mean, even just fucking take those fucking sprites or whatever and just fucking translate them into fucking just like hand drawn, like nice fucking 2D, like fuck, you know, HD fucking shit, dude. It'd look fucking amazing. Like, if it's just the same, just like another one, make fucking whatever, Metal Slug fucking 7 or whatever the fuck they left off on. I don't know. But yeah, where's the fucking Kickstarter for that, man? I don't know. I don't know what happened to the series. Like, well, how come nobody fucking talks about it? Like, I don't know. Just fucking playing. I'm like, dude, these are great. People should fucking play them. They're fucking amazing. Yeah, going to another game. Am I gonna fool you this time? Is it gonna be another Metal Slug game, or will it be something different? Pause on that for a little bit. Make you think. Like, is it gonna be? Do I not like Metal Slug, or do I? Or I don't know. I'll just give you a second just to go and open up Steam and just open, you know, buy Metal Slug 1, 3, and X, and yeah. So I played a game called Tormentum, Dark Sorrow. I actually talked about it last week. I was starting to really like it. Like, I liked it before, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to just fucking, like, click through this bullshit. But, yeah, it's just pretty much like a puzzle game. I mean, fucking, actually, as I've beaten it now, so I'm fucking looking, I'm like, you know, this really is just fucking, it's just almost like a, it's just like an interactive, like, fucking, like art book almost, you know. It's fucking, it seems like a collection of like heavy metal covers of like, I say heavy metal, I'm talking like the fucking, the heavy metal like magazines or like whatever, you know. They came out and like, I don't know, they're still putting them out or like whatever, but I used to fucking, you know, buy them just for like the fucking covers, like badass fucking Frank Frazetta covers and shit. Or like, it's almost like a, like that would be like, this game would be like a, like a graphic novel or something that'd be like in one of those magazines and just fucking what it looks like, you know? Just like an interactive version of just fucking like, you know, pretty simple puzzles. And yeah, I mean, the puzzles aren't fucking, it's nothing new. I mean, it's nothing that I haven't seen before. I mean, it's just fucking like, some fucking sliding puzzles, like fucking, you know, slide a bunch of blocks to make a fucking, you know, make a picture or whatever. Not really that hard, or you've done it before, like fucking, you know, here's some symbols, here's a piece of paper, try to, like, decipher what they mean and fucking, you know, figure out a fucking puzzle that way, or, whatever, match, you know, matching game, match, fucking flip these cards or whatever the fuck they were and just fucking match them up or, like, whatever. Yeah, not that hard. I mean, you know, it almost helps the games. It's not like some fucking, like, obscure fucking bullshit, you know what I mean? Just keep going forward. I mean, they're all pretty, I mean, they're not, like, bad puzzles. I mean, they're just fucking not, like, you know, yeah, I mean, it's fucking, they're pretty well made. I mean, you do it, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, I solved the puzzle. It was, you know, it wasn't fucking hard or whatever, but it's like, yeah, it's fucking, I had to think for a second, so that's cool. Still feel good fucking doing them. It doesn't kill the fucking momentum of the game where you're sitting there getting frustrated, like, oh, it's just fucking obscure fucking bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? I want to keep going and seeing fucking cool art, you know? I mean, there's a couple points in the game. They give you choices, and we can, you're a prisoner, like, breaking out of fucking jail in this castle, and it's like, it's just real fucking, like, binary shit. Like, fucking, do you want to help this guy or fucking, you know, kill him or, like, whatever? One I did, like, towards the end was, an old guy is fucking an artist, like, making a bunch of paintings, and you walk in the fucking into his house, and there's just all these paintings everywhere, and, like, fucking, he's like, oh, you know, I'm blind, just fucking, I want you to, clean up my paintings. He gives you like a kit to do it. So it's like, all right, so it's fucking just like, I'm like, oh, you know, it's kind of like dumb and like whatever, but, just gotta click on a painting, click the fucking brush and just fucking, you know what I mean? And fucking, that's it. Like, he's automatically clean the paint. It doesn't take long, like whatever. It's just like busy work, bullshit. And that's kind of the point. Then like, as he started doing it, it's fucking like his fucking like monster cat thing, his fucking pet, like comes up to you. He's like, dude, fuck this. Like, here's a knife. You know what I mean? Just fucking cut open the fucking, here's where the fucking thing is you need. Just fucking cut open a painting and fucking don't do that bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that is kind of cool. I fucking did like the busy work, just and I'm like, ah, his paint is kind of cool. I want to look at him, like whatever, and fucking takes 2 seconds anyway. But it's just like shit like that. You know, so it's like if you wanted to, I don't know, I want to fucking replay it or whatever, but it's like if you wanted to, I guess he could. But it's pretty cool. It was a pretty good game. I fucking beat it before I went to bed. It was good. I mean, fucking, I'll probably end up writing a review for it. It does seem, as far as like the puzzles and shit go, it seems like a real fucking like front loaded, like, if you stop playing it, like, the first couple, like, sections, you're like, oh, man, this could get fucking really, like, bad, and just fucking, like, you know what I mean? There's fucking, like, these 12 fucking plus screens I gotta, like, keep track of, like, picking shit up and bringing them over here, and, like, this puzzle, like, does something, like, fucking, like, 5 screens away, and I gotta remember where the fuck that is, and just, like, oh, if it just keeps getting harder as you're going, it might suck, but it's, like, that's like the first like couple of sections. After that, like, I think like the last like third of it, it's just like fucking like 4 screens. Just like, oh, go here, pick like this one. It gives you like one object, and like fucking go here, put it in, dude. It's gonna block, you know, the section off. It's like, oh, you're done here. Just keep going. Like, it gets simpler as it goes on. It's kind of weird like fucking curve to it, but it's got a, you know, good ending and fucking like whatever. You know, fucking the ending credits are just fucking like badass. Fucking real good. Fucking detailed. Like, straight up, like, fucking, like, paintings again, just fucking, it's like, dude, this look like fucking heavy metal covers. It's fucking, dude, I had a fucking Frank Frazetta fucking, background on my computer as, like, my desktop background. I fucking saw that. I'm like, oh, screenshot, like, that's my new one, dude. That's fucking cool. This is a fucking, like, badass looking knight, like, fucking spiked armor and shit, and then, like, 2 chicks fucking at his side, and, like, fucking, it's just like, dude, this is cool. Like, fucking, yep, that's fucking cool. Yeah, so it was a good game. Like I said, you get it. I'd recommend it just to fucking just think of it as a fucking interactive fucking art book and fucking with good art, you know. Might sound kind of gay, but it's not if you're fucking, you know what I mean, if you like fucking good fucking gruesome fucking art, you know what I mean? Not fucking faggoty shit. So I'll fucking write up a review of that at some point and put it up. I guess I had a little news real quick. Steam Lunar Sale. the only other fucking whatever, one of these dumb, like, I don't know if they call them, like, flash sales or whatever. It's like, oh, fucking shit's on sale. Yeah, I mean, fuck it. This is the only reason I fucking brought it up is I fucking finally bought two other Shadowrun games. Fucking, I think it's Hong Kong and Dragonfall, I think. I only played the first of the rebooted ones. And I always, every time I bring up fucking Shadowrun, I have to say the fucking the 360 one is fucking awesome. Fucking that, it's like a Counter-Strike, like, first-person game. That game is great. Yeah, so I played the kick-started, like, fucking newer one, the first one. I'm like, oh, that was cool. And I'm like, fucking, it was kind of short. I'm like, oh, I kind of want more of them, or a longer one. So they put all those two, they're supposed to be pretty good. So, yeah, it's fucking, yeah, I mean, that was it for the Lunar Sale, really. There's some fucking dumb, like, multiple choice shit they wanted you to do, like, some fucking dumb metagame. It's like, oh, here's a fucking choice. Like, do you want to, like, walk, or do you want to swim past this fucking pond? And it's like, okay, just whatever, click something. It's like, oh, here's some bullshit games that, like, barely have anything to do. It's just, like, dumb. I didn't like that. I thought it was pretty gay. But yeah, as far as the sale, it was the same story as always. I'm fucking looking through, like, oh, here's this list of games. It's like, oh, all the good ones are like, yeah, you already own that. Oh, I already have that. You know, and they start, like, fucking going through, like, I'm like, ah, I fucking saw, like, playing, you know, getting into, like, a strategy fucking game mindset, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, this fucking Total War game is supposed to be pretty cool, and, like, oh, it has a fucking giant collection of, like, fucking, like, whatever, like, 10 of them, you know what I mean, all, like, the expansions and shit for, like, fucking, like, $40, it's like, yeah, whatever, I fucking bought that. I'm like, I could have sworn I fucking already bought this, like, 100 times, but whatever, and fucking, like, I guess, no, I don't, doesn't have fucking, like, check my library. I'm like, I don't have any of these, I guess, so, whatever, I fucking bought those, and, another fucking, Stalker, Shadows of Chernobyl was one, a fucking game I played, like, years ago. We got, like, halfway through and, like, whatever, get, like, distracted. I mean, to go back to it, but they had, two of their, like, expansions. I think it was, like, a prequel and, like, a sequel type deal. I'm like, yeah, I should fucking, I'll play those eventually. So they bought those for fucking, like, $5 or something. So, don't know if it's still going on. Again, I'm a horrible fucking news source, so I don't know. Just fucking pointing it out. Something that happened. And then, yeah, the big one I was going to say, fucking, again, I was going to cut the show short and be like, ah, fuck everybody. I'm going to go play some fucking XCOM, since fucking I would have had it, like, preloaded or whatever and fucking wanted to play it, so, but, hey, I got fucking whatever reason it came out on a Friday, which is weird, but it was pretty cool, so I fucking had some time with it, and I can actually talk about it, which is cool. I mean, still go fuck yourself, and, yeah, probably gonna cut the show off as soon as I can, because, I want to play, but, yeah, I fucking, started playing on normal, just fucking, I'm like, ah, I don't get it, I think it's, like, three options, it's, like, fucking, like, whatever, easy, normal, and, like, fucking impossible, whatever, and fucking, like, I played a lot of fucking the other XCOM, like, an enemy unknown or within, I fucking forget, I mean, I played fucking, like, hundreds of hours in that fucking game. I started doing, like, the hardest difficulty of that on, like, impossible, so you couldn't save your game. Like, it, you know what I mean? It just fucking, like, automatically did it, like, after every mission or whatever. And you couldn't do it, like, you just have to go from there. So if you fuck up, you fuck up. And, I'd play it on fucking that, you know what I mean? I don't think I ever beat it, but I got, like, fucking, like, halfway through it on that, you know what I mean? So I'd already gone through on, like, normal and hard, and, like, fucking, it wasn't, like, a challenge for me, you know what I mean? So I was pretty good at it. I mean, fucking, you know, as far as, you know, as good as you can get at fucking strategy games or whatever, then fucking, you know what I mean? So instead of playing on normal, I'm like, oh, it might be kind of easy for me, like, whatever, but I'm like, yeah, it'll be, you know what I mean? I fucking don't really, it's been a while, fucking get my legs back underneath me. So, fucking playing through on normal, it seems like it's fucking, like, impossible. Like, I got fucking destroyed. Like, it's fucking rough. Yeah, I mean, fucking, I mean, yeah, fucking, yeah. I put in like a good like 10 hours into it, then I'm like, wait a minute, am I just like, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking one of those deals. I'm like, I'm thinking like, am I just like fucked? I'm like, I can't be. Like, I didn't really, you know what I mean? Like, I fucking lost a lot of dudes, and I'm like, there's got to be like some point where this like, you know, build you up a little bit and fucking like, whatever. Then I'm like fucking looking. I'm like, oh wait, no, wait, I'm broke. I'm fucking, I got nobody to send out on this fucking mission. I'm like, yeah, I'm just done, dude. I'm fucked. I was like 10 hours in, and I'm like, at that point, I'm like, I don't even know like how I, you know, like how I fucked myself that bad. Like, I'm just like, I was just like thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just don't know. And I'm like, do I start again on like normal and like, you know, do the same thing again? But it's like, dude, I don't want to spend like another 10 hours just like not knowing what I fucked up. So I'm like, dude, I'm fucking started up again on easy, and I fucking hate playing games on easy, especially like, and again, I'd barely fucking, you know, 10 hours in, but I'd fucking barely like done any main missions. The main missions I did, I got fucking wrecked on. So yeah, I mean. Restart the game on easy. I hate fucking running into like, you know, like story beats and like surprises and shit when it's, you know, I don't feel like you earned it, because it's like, I'm just fucking, I blew through everything. It's fucking like kind of not a challenge. It'd be better to fucking see it when you're fucking like struggling or whatever and fucking earned it. But, you know, when you fucking encounter shit for the first time, you just fucking steamrolled it. But again, I was just, I'm like, dude, I don't know why I fucked up, but like, I don't know how I fucked up that first one. Like, I fucking thought I was doing everything right, but yeah, I was just fucked. So and part of the reason I was fucked, I mean, this is, you know, tutorial, and I'm like, all right, yeah, whatever. I mean, fucking again, I figured like, oh, that this will be my fucking refresher. I'll just fucking, you know, leave the tutorial on. And it's fucking, it was just pretty bad at it. I mean, fucking, again, I'm not fucking, the game, I'll say the fucking, like, how it's presented, like, the fucking, the presentation of it, it's fucking amazing, top notch, like, incredible. And then, like, the first, like, actual, like, tutorial missions, are, you know, they're really, like, super, like, hand, you know, hand-holdy, just fucking step-by-step, all right, put the cursor here, fucking move your guy here, fucking aim at this guy, click this, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, real, this, you know, 1, 2, 3, all right, cool, you're good, like, you know what I mean? And then, like, as I did that, I'm like, all right, yeah, it's all coming back to me, like, oh, yeah, I remember, I got this fucking down pat, like, whatever. And even I'm even doing like the, I'm even going to like, you know, I'm going to like the higher strategy shit, like your base, like the base building and like all that shit. And I'm like really like, all right, I'm not just gonna fucking like click through. Like I'm like really like fucking sitting there reading everything, making sure I understand. I'm like, all right, I'm fucking, you know what I mean? I'm reading. I'm like, all right, it's coming back to you. This makes sense. I'm good. So I'm fucking, I'm feeling pretty good, and I go into these fucking missions, and I just get fucking just wrecked, like, I just get fucking destroyed, like, I mean, like, no fucking chance. I mean, just fucking completely fucking overwhelmed, like, fuck, yeah, I'm fucking, my guys are, like, surrounded, they're all fucking hurt, one of them fucking dies, they start fucking panicking, fucking one of them gets mind controlled, it's like, oh, I only have fucking one guy who can fucking control, dude, he's just fucking fucked, and, like, that's it. Yeah, I mean, that's fucking, yeah, I'm just explaining my first playthrough again. I've gone through on easy and fucking had a much better time. A little easy for me, but I'll get into that. But, just saying, like, fucking the first 10 hours I put into it. And part of the problem is you know, these missions pop up on the map. You see, like, an overhead map of, like, you know what I mean, the fucking, the world or whatever. And, you know, missions will pop up, like, oh, you know, fucking, something's going on here. You know what I mean? I figure, like, if I have a choice, I'm like, what I do is, like, oh, I'm just starting, like, I'm kind of, like, you know what I mean? I don't have much going for me right now. Like, I'd rather just do, like, the easier missions first, just to build up my, you know, fucking soldiers, fucking XP, get them built up a little bit, get a little bit of money and fucking, like, whatever, fucking little bit of padding before I go to the harder ones and maybe lose a couple guys. So, you know, they pop up and it's like, I'm like, nah, dude, I'm fucking, you know, I'll fucking see him. It's like, it'll say like moderate difficulty or something. I'm like, dude, I'm still kind of like, you know what I mean? Like half my fucking main squad's fucking hurt and shit. I can't bring him in. And, You know what I mean? I have no like backup really. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. And like, it'll fucking like pop up messages like, oh no, you want to do this. You know what I mean? You'll be fucked if you don't do this pretty much. So I'm just like thinking like, maybe it's still part of like the training of the tutorial. Like fucking, maybe I'll go in there, maybe I'll get fucked, or maybe it'll be easier than like it's letting on. You know what I mean? So, I'm fucking doing them. I'm doing the fucking, the moderate. I'm like, I'll do a moderate mission. I just get fucking, really just fucking destroyed, like zero chance. I'm like, well, that's pretty much what I thought it was going to go. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know why I did that. But, I just kind of like, that shit kind of like pisses me off. Again, it's just fucking, almost like I just qualify that as like, bad design or like poor like tutorializing anyway. It feels like this game, like they think like everyone playing the game is like fucking like top tier, like fucking, XCOM fucking players who fucking play it on fucking Iron Man and fucking Impossible fucking constantly. I mean, again, I did play that. I still feel like, dude, I'm just getting fucked before I have a fucking chance to do anything. Like, you know what I mean? It just sucked that fucking the first 10 hours of the game, like fucking I played it and like, the only thing I really learned is that the game's a fucking son of a bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking, like, brutal. Again, if I like it, it's super fun. It really is. It's fucking, I love the older XCOMs. And this is, like, pretty much, like, this is fucking, like, XCOM 2. Like, pretty much, like, it's fucking, like, a bunch of added shit on top of, like, the original one. Everything's fucking polished up nice and fucking plays and fucking looks and feels fucking great. I fucking like fucking hard games and shit. I have nothing against them, but it's just fucking man, it's fucking, it really fucking just like, oh man, it's fucking demoralized the shit out of me. I'm playing on fucking normal and the game's pretty much saying like, you're a piece of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, again, not that I want it to be like easy, but at least give me a fucking chance to like build up or like get to the point where I'd be like, if I fucking fuck up like real bad, you know what I mean? Like fucking, I'll just start another game because I fucking learned something. Like, again, I just felt like that first game where I played for 10 hours, all I learned was, I just get fucked. Like, I just fucking bent over a fucking barrel and fucking fucked up the ass. Whatever, dude. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. You know what I mean? Why I fuck myself in a corner like that? Then on my next controller, I'll fucking whatever. I mean, again, I wish I could just fucking like whatever. It's just tough. It's tough. The fucking hard to complain about. I mean, it's just like, you suck at the game or like what? I mean, like maybe, but I just feel like I lost that game, was completely fucked, and it's like, I lost the game, and I didn't even really know, you know what I mean, like, at that point, I didn't know what the game was, like, you know what I mean, I didn't know what the fucking the rules were, or like, anything, like, it's just like, here you go, do this and that, you're done, like, you're just fucking, you're done, like, you know, I couldn't even fucking, like, grasp the fucking, like, the basics of the game. I didn't even have down before it just, like, murdered me, but that was that. So fucking, so I was fucking like thinking like, I had like two choices. It's like fucking, a few choices. I could, I could either I could do like the faggot move and just go online. Like, again, I fucking like just looking through like IGN, or it's like, how to build the fucking nonstop, like, step by step, like build a fucking unstoppable fucking team, just like copy and paste some fucking bullshit strategy that other people made up to fucking like tell you how to win and just ruin the game completely. It'd be like step one. Or like the other thing too is the fucking, as soon as you open up the game, gives you a choice where it's like, do you want, fucking, there's like a workshop, like the Steam workshop. It's like, here's some mods you can install. And of course, most of them are like, just make the game wicked easy. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, fucking, I could do that too, but it's like, the other thing I could do is just fucking save scum the fucking shit out of the game. And like, it's like one of those things, it's like, I refuse to do that. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like, again, I'm giving you, these are some options I'm thinking of in my head. It's like, these all kind of suck, but that one's like pretty bad. Like, why bother playing? I'm just like, fucking, like, I'll just fucking keep going to like get the right rules and fuck, you know what I mean? Till I know exactly what's going to happen ahead. And just like, I don't know, why bother playing? I mean, if I figure, like, you know, I mean, that's why fucking, like, that Iron Man mode is, like, such a big deal, I guess, because, I mean, like, probably that's how they figure most people play, I guess. It's just, like, again, I just can't do that. I mean, if I fucking play a mission, I fucking, like, completely fail it. I'm just like, oh, fuck. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, fucking, I have, like, again, like, no backup. That would just, my only option would be, again, to, like, restart a game or something. I just feel like, yeah, then I'll fucking load, like, from the start of the mission and play the whole mission again or whatever. But, or I mean, fucking, or again, I could just play uneasy and fucking, I'll probably blow through the fucking game. It's just like, ah, this is some pretty shitty options, but I'm like, ah, I'll just fucking play uneasy, and that's what I've been doing. Just hope the fucking game's good enough that I'll fucking play it again on, you know what I mean? Just fucking, I'll bump up the difficulty once I know what the fuck's going on. I want to know, like, what the, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, dude, I don't know, like, am I, like, every choice I make, like, I don't know, like, the length of the game, I don't know what I mean, the fucking first playthrough, like, I don't know, like, how long it's gonna be, I don't know, like, fucking, you know what I mean, what's the main fucking objective, like, I have no clue, I'm just, like, doing shit that I think's fucking good, and it's getting ruined, so I'm like, fuck it, I started playing uneasy. Yeah, because, I mean, it is a fucking good game, it is fucking fun as shit to play. Yeah, I just fucking hate that feeling of fucking being on a fucking slope. You know what I mean? If being on the fucking backward slope, you're just backed into a fucking corner. You can't get out, and like, you know, you think you're all right, but then like the actual, you know, you're actually fucked. You don't know about it until like fucking, you know, hours and hours down the road. It's like, oh, no, you're just fucked. Like, you know what I mean? It is fucking like, yeah, it is a tough thing to do, I guess, in a fucking a strategy game like that, like a turn-based strategy game. Are you going to say, like, what are you going to do? Like, fucking, you have to have everything, like, planned. It's hard to even, like, talk about, to, like, how you would do that, how to, like, checkpoint something like that to be, like, oh, like, this point you're fucked, cause, you know what I mean? There's so many variables down the line, I guess. I'm just like, I don't know. It's tough. I mean, it's fine, but yeah, I fucking keep playing the games. It's fun on easy, I guess. I mean, like, fucking, again, like, fucking, as having, like, before I even started up the second game, I was having, like legit fucking anxiety, just thinking about the game. Like, dude, I can't let this fucking game beat me. I'm like, dude, this is like a slow road to getting good at the game, I guess. I mean, do I just suck at fucking tactical games? Which, I mean, yeah, I suck at every game, I guess. You never hear me, you know, I don't think you'll ever hear me say I'm good at a game, like, fucking, or brag anyway, but I was so good at this or that, like, fucking, yeah. Yeah, keep that in mind. Whenever you hear me talk about anything, I'm not fucking swimming in fucking pride over here with my fucking elite fucking gaming skills. Yeah, but anyway, fucking other notes about the game. This fucking random shit fucking written down. Yeah, again, this fucking, if you haven't fucking played it, it's fucking just, you know, turn based, like, whatever. Make a squad and fucking research shit to make the squad better and fucking send them in. Again, just like the last game, fucking half the fun of the game is the character creation. You know, I've heard people talk about it too, like, fucking, oh, I take people, you know, or like celebrities and fucking make them and like go in and make them look like, just like try to make them look as much as possible as like the people that you're trying to make, like whatever, your friends or your coworkers, or again, like celebrities and shit. Just, that's not what I do. It took me a while. This is how I evolved too in the other game, fucking why I liked it so much. But whenever I recruit somebody, like a new recruit, is fucking like, look at him. And instead of like fucking with the, fucking with the creator to make him look different, I try to name him based on like what that character is, like the random fucking character fucking that I got was, so, got fucking like random ones, like some, you know, I got a girl with the fucking, whatever you call it, dude, the fucking face wraps, whatever, like fucking, ISIS or some shit, or like fucking like whatever, the Taliban, so we called her Terrorist. That was pretty good. I had some fucking fucking like gray haired guy with fucking glasses, looked like a fucking like, I don't know, pretentious douchebag, so we called him Chad Uppington. And I got a floppy labia as my sniper, and I got some guy who just randomly looked like fucking Danny Trejo, so I called him Danny Trejo, some broad with fucking like short spiky hair who called her Dyke Grizzly, some other blonde chick with like ponytails with sucking cocks, pretty good. And then I guess some fucking just some idiot looking broad. I called her Slight Downs because she looked fucking retarded. I gave her like a helmet. I put her all in fucking like bright yellow and shit. It's just fucking, this is pretty funny. Real dumb. I mean, fucking, yeah, it's dumb. It's immature, I guess. But it's fucking, yeah, it makes my day. And a cool thing too is you can save them to like a character pool. So it's like once you have them all set up, like whatever, dude, the guys that you like, you just fucking like, oh, whatever, fucking hit save to character pool, and then fucking you play another game, and it's like those guys will be there, you know what I mean, in your next game. So it's like, I mean, they won't like their stats won't be all up and shit, but it's like, dude, just like their likeness and their fucking like the name, so you don't gotta keep wasting time doing that, which is cool. But yeah, so I'm playing through uneasy, and again, it seems maybe a little bit too easy. Again, I was just saying, I just hope it's good enough that I still fail in a couple missions and shit, but it still, like, seems like, comparing it to fucking that first time I played it, I just got fucking wrecked, like, fucking pretty much from the start. It's like, wow, wait, you saying my guys aren't, like, panicking, like, fucking, like, when one of them gets shot, like, I lose control, like, half the squad, like, right off the bat, like, fucking, that seems pretty easy, comparatively, anyway. But, make it fucking harder, like, who knows. Again, I'm just hoping the game's good enough that it's replayable, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, oh, it's cool, I want to keep playing it. And just fucking, like, once I get good enough at it, just fucking bump up the difficulty and just keep going. One thing that's fucking different from a lot of fucking these fucking tactical games or whatever, and fucking probably the biggest change from the last one is most of the missions are fucking timed. It gives you fucking a certain number of turns. You gotta complete whatever the objective is. Like, you gotta fucking, it's not like a ticking timer. Like, oh, you have like five like real time minutes. Like, click really fast. Like, it's not like that. It's just still like turn based, but it's like, all right, you have like fucking 8 turns. You gotta fucking do whatever you gotta do. Go fucking go like whatever. Steal this fucking data or whatever. The thing is, it's not like fucking like, ah, like whatever. I mean, I have enough to just fucking dick around. Like, I guess really fucking tight. Like, if you're not fucking every turn, you're not fucking moving towards the objective, like, you're taking like a serious fucking risk that you're going to be like, you're just going to run out of time and completely fuck yourself. And it's probably one of the biggest changes again from fucking the first XCOM, or the one I played anyway. You can't like, I think it's part of why I was having such a fucking tough time on normals. It is fucking like a really fucking different game, or different fucking, like, the rules are a lot different just because of that, the fucking the timers, you know. And I kind of like it that it is different, you know. My strategy was, I used to take like a shit ton of turns just like setting everybody up, you know what I mean, like, and make sure every fucking character is their fucking full clip fucking reloaded. I'd fucking set up like, all right, I'm just gonna inch forward, make sure the fucking sniper is fucking set up in like just the right place, you know what I mean? If you move a sniper, she can't use her sniper rifle till the next turn, you know? So I'd be fucking like inching forward, and if everybody on fucking, you know, Overwatch is fucking super cautious about everything. And now you can't fucking do that on fucking like most of the fucking missions, you know? So it just makes it harder to like fucking like game, like take advantage of the fucking, you know what I mean, of those systems, you know? Yeah, again, I kind of like it. It's just fucking, it can be fucking infuriating. You're fucking like, and I had like one mission where I'm like fucking one turn off, you know, and there's one turn left, and like, oh, I can't make it. And then, like, you know what I mean? Then you just fucked. You get to like restart or like whatever, or just fucking take the loss. And, yeah, when that timer runs out, I mean, what I thought, you know, anyway, was, I figure it's like, mission failed. You lose whatever loot you picked up. Like, you didn't push back the fucking, you know, there's a timer on the fucking, what the aliens are doing too. And like, you know what I mean? So it's like, you do a mission, you push that back a little bit. So I was thinking like, oh, well, you failed the mission, so you don't get to push that timer back maybe. But nope, that's not quite, I mean, that all that shit does happen, but, also if you don't fucking, anybody didn't evac fucking in time, they all just die, they're just wiped completely. You get fucking absolutely nothing out of it. I mean, nothing good, and fucking no, like, you know, extra, you know, experience, like, no, like, thanks for trying. It's just like a big, like, fuck you, like, again, just fucking rough. Yeah, I mean, it's fucking XCOM 2 is fucking great. It really is. I want to end this right now so I can go play it. But real quick, this fucking random another, I guess, tack on quick news at the end. Killer Instinct 3 is coming up. I'm watching some fucking gameplay. I'm just like, man, Killer Instinct's pretty cool. I should fucking keep playing or play it again anyway. I haven't fucking touched it in a while. The Arbiter from fucking Halo is coming in, which is pretty cool. I saw the new character, Kim Woo. She looks fucking cool as shit. She's got fucking nunchucks and shit. And a fucking drag. She shoots fucking dragons out of her fucking thing. Dragon balls. I barely fucking touched season 2, but I mean, man, fucking Killer Instinct's cool. I'm really bad at fighting games again. Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's coming out in March. It's fucking something to fucking end the show with on a fucking some kind of note. Other than go fuck yourself, so I can keep playing XCOM 2. But that's it. Absolute Deicide has been your host. You can go to gruntfreepress.com, leave some fucking feedback, or even better, if you want to take out the old email machine, you can email podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And yeah, that's it. Go take down the alien threat on easy, because I'm a pussy.